and he's dancing with himself, twirling around, jumping up and down. Yeah, just dancing with himself. All right, you know what it is. It's Thursday. It's a morning adventure, and it's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resorts in beautiful Gamalia, Arkansas with Gary Faraci. Hey, how we doing, Gary?
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to put some more liquid in me for sure. But, you know, my dad always said it's antifreeze.
Yeah.
Adult antifreeze.
We haven't needed that too much of that, but we got to stay on the good side of it.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. Crazy heat, and but you know what? I'm just gonna real quick here glance at the forecast, and we got rain in it today and tonight and tomorrow, but cooler temperatures, and especially in the evening, we're looking at mid 60s. I think we talked about this last week, and
yeah.
That could kind of make things flip, but I did see some pictures that you threw up there on the Bayou Resort Facebook page, and people are still catching fish. What are you hearing?
Yes, they are. You know, the few people that have, not a lot of people have been going out because of the heat, but the few fisher people that have gone out and some of the guides, they've been doing good. The crappie bite, not some of them not as big as we'd like, but I've seen a few limits of crappie here this last week. The guys got out early in the morning or late at night, and I've seen some pretty nice bass this week too. So you know, all the holiday crowd's gone, and things are getting back to normal.
Yeah, it's just for us locals now.
Yeah. And the lake's in great shape. Oh, my gosh. I mean, 553.98, I think, was the reading I saw this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's I haven't seen the lake like this in years.
Now, with the crappie, you know, a lot of live bait is what I've been hearing. A lot of people, you know, and if we can, you know, people are strange when they go, because I'm sure you know this firsthand. Oh, no, that's too big a minnow, or that's not big enough minnow, or you know, that minnow looks like it may be albino. That ain't the right color, you know. I mean, I'm sure you've heard it all.
Yeah, you have anything smaller? You have anything bigger?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's been the guys that did really well this week that I saw, they were using soft plastic. They were using some Bobby Garland colors, and they did very well. The salt and pepper and the purple mist seemed to be a really good color this past week, from what guys have told me. I haven't had a chance to get out as we were busy with the whole holiday weekend thing, but yeah, that's all going to change here in the near future.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, it is. It's going to be a really good weekend again. Just going back to, you know, Saturday 91, Sunday 91, but we're looking at mid 60s. So you know, like Saturday morning. Oh, it'll be really nice. I mean, it's not going to warm up. You'll have probably till about 10 o'clock, you know, then it's going to start feeling a little kind of warm. But, and the fish, you know, they'll kind of transition a little bit, you know. They'll get hungry and they'll be a little more active. But it should be a really good weekend of fishing.
I think so, too. The way the trend has been going this week, it looks like the weekend will be really good. We can use the rain, and fishing's usually pretty good right after the rain. So,
oh, yeah.
Those are all pluses. The lake water temperature's starting to come down some from what people have told me. So that's a good sign. I think, another couple of weeks, it could really take off here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we get the rain today, tonight, and Friday, boy, you're going to be in a really popular spot, because those creeks, you know, when they start funneling into the lake, if you can get if you can get up there where that water's running off into the lake, hold on, because it'll be, I mean, there's no telling what you'll catch.
And then that's when the catfish really take off then, when right after a good rain, in that. They seem to get really active, be good time trout line chugging. So especially with the lake level the way it is, it's awesome. They've done a really good job this year.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, hey, Gary, for folks that would like to know more or maybe book a weekend getaway at the Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, the Bayou Facebook page, great way to drop us a line on there. And then, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. Or just stop in if you're in the neighborhood, going to the lake or coming back and hang out, and we'll talk some fishing or whatever.
Right on. Well, we do appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Talk to you then.
All right. Hey, we got more rock and roll coming at you. Also, we've got, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with a full look at your weather. That's coming down right here on the Mountain of Rock, Q94.